that's the Tibetan plateau there. But in fact, we don't listen to any radio stations out of Tibet simply because they don't exist. You know? I mean, it's all Chinese-controlled, government-controlled radio stations, if there are any. But in exile, where we live, which is this side of the mountains, somewhere here in Dharamsala, we we have a couple of local radio stations, as well as Radio Free Asia and the Voice of America and Voice of Tibet, three radio channels that are broadcast in Tibetan.
And the Voice of Tibet is American-based, is that right?
No, Voice of Tibet is
Norwegian.
Yeah.
Norwegian-based. Yeah, okay, yeah. Interesting.
So we can just take you to Dharamsala, why don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where. I mean, there might not necessarily be any stations from Dharamsala.
Yeah, there won't be from Dharamsala.
But
Dharamsala would be somewhere up here, like that. Somewhere around here. Yeah. Just on the foothills of these mountains.
There might be some station.
There will be some local.
Let's go and see what we can find there. Just maybe if you go from Pathankot to one side, don't you? That's going too far. We're not so far.
It's here, isn't it?
Yeah.
The thing is about this map is that it's not very objective, as all maps aren't.
Right.
So this is a project, a European-based project, where they list the frequencies of many stations around the world. We're not aware of their criteria. Because, I mean, if you go to Europe, there are many green dots all over the screen. You can see that many, many people have submitted their own stations. So maybe in this part of the world, maybe people who aren't necessarily aware of the project.
Exactly.
No, it's a new project, so I guess there are many people they still don't know.
No, exactly. So these green dots here are...
Are the available stations.
Right, okay.
So if you go to one, Jammu.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, like 4 hours drive from Jammu.
That looks like the closest to where we live.
Really? Jammu and Kashmir.
I mean, as far as the stations are concerned, yeah. It's about a 4-hour drive from
Okay, so Amritsar is obviously that's on the border. What's interesting about this map as well is that there are no borders.
Right.
We noticed in your show that there is a song used in one of your films, which is a very potent song for the Tibetan revolutionary moment in the 90s.
Yeah.
Performed by some nuns.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Francesca already came up with that song, and she wanted to play it to you.
Sure.
And then yes, such a coincidence.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, so you mean you actually researched that before you knew that we had used it in our
exactly. Work. I found it. Now. I don't know very well how I came across, because sometimes the internet looks like a dream. Links, we don't know very well how. But when I found it, I found the story interesting. So I was researching a little bit, and I thought to keep the text with me of one of the songs. Maybe I play it, and then we can comment.
Sure.
A song that I would like to play, and then let's see if you know it.
Mm-hmm.
How did you find out this thing that happened with these nuns?
Yeah, so actually it was rather famous. When these nuns who were in prison in Drupchi, which is the largest prison in Tibet, they were there for small political actions, like just going out on the street, maybe with a Tibetan flag, and they had been put into prison for sentences around 6 years each. Inside the prison, they got together, and they used to sing songs all the time to keep themselves going. And they finally found a tape recorder, and they recorded some songs, which were all talking about resistance and about the future and about hope. And their faith in the Dalai Lama, and they managed to smuggle out these songs. And so they immediately came to exile. So when we were in Dharamsala, suddenly we all heard all over the Tibetan exile world that these songs had been smuggled out. And that's how we found out more and first heard them.
Do the local radio transmit this song? Can you hear it somewhere?
No, I mean, the local radios in Dharamsala, where we live, are Indian radio stations, and they are not particularly interested in the Tibetan political situation. So, no, they would not have been broadcast there. Maybe some of them may have been broadcast on one of the stations that broadcast out of Norway or America that's directed primarily at the Tibetans inside Tibet. So, like Voice of America, the Tibetan language version, or Radio Free Asia has a Tibetan language, branch. So they may have broadcasted, but I'm not aware that they've actually done it.
Do you used to listen to this radio station, Voice of Tibet and Voice of America?
We listen to it every now and again. It's the main source of news, especially global, like world news, for Tibetans in exile, as well as Tibetans inside Tibet. But, of course, inside Tibet, it's blocked by the Chinese, so they have to keep on changing frequencies to kind of, like, get around the Chinese censorship.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, sure. And in terms of music, what do you find on this radio station?
Yeah, they usually highlight some of the more famous Tibetan exile musicians, and they would have programs where they interview them, play some of their songs, And most of these exiled Tibetan musicians are actually schooled in a traditional Tibetan background. So they're mostly coming from a folk tradition Tibetan musical background. But some of them now, having lived in the West, they've collaborated with Western musicians. So there's more of a fusion kind of music also happening now in the Tibetan world. So that also gets broadcast.